Set 2. Statement of Congressional Findings. Congress makes the following findings. 1. The passage of this act recognizes that the primary tenets of its success depend on securing the sovereignty of the United States of America and establishing a coherent and just system for integrating those who seek to join American society. 2. We have the right and duty to maintain and secure our borders and to keep our country safe and prosperous. As a nation founded, built, and sustained by immigrants, we also have a responsibility to harness the power of that tradition in a balanced way that secures a more prosperous future for America. 3. We have always welcomed newcomers to the United States and will continue to do so. But in order to qualify for the honor and privilege of eventual citizenship, our laws must be followed. The world depends on America to be strong economically, militarily, and ethically. The establishment of a stable, just, and efficient immigration system only supports those goals. As a nation, we have the right and responsibility to make our borders safe, to establish clear and just rules for seeking citizenship, to control the flow of legal immigration, and to eliminate illegal immigration, which in some cases has become a threat to our national security. 4. All parts of this act are premised on the right and need of the United States to achieve these goals and to protect its borders and maintain its sovereignty. Section 3. Effective date triggers. The definitions in this section. 1. Commission. The third commission means the Southern Border Security Commission, established pursuant to Section 4. 2. Comprehensive Southern Border Security Strategy. The third comprehensive Southern Border Security Strategy means a strategy established by the Secretary, pursuant to Section 5A, to achieve and maintain an effectiveness rate of 90% or higher in all border sectors. 3. Effective Control. The third effective control means the ability to achieve and maintain in the border patrol sector a persistent surveillance and an effectiveness rate of 90% or higher. 4. Effectiveness rate. The effectiveness rate in the case of the border sector is the percentage calculated by dividing the number of apprehensions and turned backs in the sector during a fiscal year by the total number of illegal entries in the sector during such fiscal year. 5. Southern border. The third southern border means the international border between the United States and Mexico. 6. Southern border fencing strategy. The third southern border fencing strategy means a strategy established by the Secretary, pursuant to Section 5B, that identifies where fencing, including double-layer fencing infrastructure and technology, including at ports of entry, should be deployed along the southern border. B. Border security goal. The DEPARTNENTS border security goal is to achieve and maintain effective control in all border sectors along the southern border. C. Triggers. 1. Processing of applications for registered provisional immigrant status not earlier than the date upon which the Secretary has submitted to Congress the notice of commencement of implementation of the Comprehensive Southern Border Security Strategy and the Southern Border Fencing Strategy. Under Section 5 of this Act, the Secretary may commence processing applications for registered provisional immigrant status pursuant to Section 245B of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2101 of this Act. 2. Adjustment of status of registered provisional immigrants. A. In general, except as provided in subparagraph B, the Secretary may not adjust the status of aliens who have been granted registered provisional immigrant status, except for aliens granted blue card status under Section 2201 of this Act, or described in Section 245BB of the Immigration and Nationality Act, until 6 months after the date on which the Secretary, after consultation with the Attorney General, the Secretary of Defense, the Inspector General of the Department, and the Controller General of the United States, submits to the President and Congress a certification that the Comprehensive Southern Border Security Strategy has been submitted to Congress and includes minimum requirements described under paragraph 3, 4, and 5 of Section 5A. Is deployed and operational for purposes of this clause. The term operational means the technology, infrastructure, and personnel deemed necessary by the Secretary in consultation with the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense and the Controller General, and includes the technology described under Section 5A3 to achieve effective control of the southern border, has been procured, funded, and is in current use by the Department to achieve effective control, except in the event of routine maintenance, de minimis non-deployment, or natural disaster that would prevent the use of such assets. A. The southern border fencing strategy has been submitted to Congress and implemented, and as a result the Secretary will certify that there is in place along the southern border no fewer than 700 miles of pedestrian fencing, which will include replacement of all currently existing vehicle fencing on non-travel lands on the southern border with pedestrian fencing where possible, and after this has been accomplished may include a second layer of pedestrian fencing in those locations along the southern border which the Secretary deems necessary or appropriate. The Secretary has implemented the mandatory employment verification system required by Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8U.S.C.1324A as amended by Section 3101 for use by all employers to prevent unauthorized workers from obtaining employment in the United States. If the Secretary is using the electronic exit system created by Section 3303A1 at all international air and sea ports of entry within the United States where U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers are currently deployed, and the no fewer than 38,405 trained full-time active duty U.S. Border Patrol agents are deployed, stationed, and maintained along the southern border. The exception, the Secretary shall permit registered provisional immigrants to apply for an adjustment to lawful permanent resident status if I litigation or force majeure has prevented one or more of the conditions described in clauses I through IV of subparagraph A from being implemented, or II the implementation of subparagraph A has been held unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States, or the Supreme Court has granted certiorari to the litigation on the constitutionality of implementation of subparagraph A, and a 10 years have elapsed since the date of the enactment of this act. T. Waiver of legal requirements necessary for improvement at borders. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Secretary is authorized to waive all legal requirements that the Secretary determines to be necessary to ensure expeditious construction of barriers, roads, or other physical tactical infrastructure needed to fulfill the requirements under this section. Any determination by the Secretary under this section shall be effective upon publication in the Federal Register of a notice that specifies each law that is being waived and the SECRETARY's explanation for the determination to waive that law. The waiver shall expire on the later of the date on which the Secretary submits the written certification that the Southern Border Fencing Strategy is substantially completed as specified in subsection C2AE, or the date that the Secretary submits the written certification that the Comprehensive Southern Border Security Strategy is substantially deployed and substantially operational as specified in subsection C2AI. The Federal Court Review. 1. In general, the district courts of the United States shall have exclusive jurisdiction to hear all causes or claims arising from any action undertaken or any decision made by the Secretary under subsection D. A cause of action or claim may only be brought alleging a violation of the Constitution of the United States. The court does not have jurisdiction to hear any claim not specified in this paragraph. 2. Time for filing complaint. If a cause or claim under paragraph 1 is not filed within 60 days after the date of the contested action or decision by the Secretary, the claim shall be barred. 3. Appellate review and interlocutory or final judgment, decree, or order of the district court may be reviewed only upon petition for writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court of the United States. Sec. 4. Southern Border Security Commission. Establishment. 1. In general, no later than the date that is 1 year after the date of enactment of this act, there is established a commission to be known as the Southern Border Security Commission, referred to in this section as the commission. 2. Expenditures and report only if the Secretary cannot certify that the Department has achieved effective control in all border sectors for at least one fiscal year before the date that is 5 years after the date of enactment of this act. The report described in subsection D shall be submitted. And B. 60 days after such report is submitted, the funds made available in section 683AII may be expended except as provided in subsection I. The composition. 1. In general, the commission shall be composed of a 2 members who shall be appointed by the President. B. 2 members who shall be appointed by the President pro tempore of the Senate, of which I. 1 shall be appointed upon the recommendation of the leader in the Senate of the political party that is not the political party of the President, and A. 1 shall be appointed upon the recommendation of the leader in the Senate of the other political party. C. 2 members who shall be appointed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, of which I. 1 shall be appointed upon the recommendation of the leader in the House of Representatives of the political party that is not the political party of the President, and A. 1 shall be appointed upon the recommendation of the leader in the House of Representatives of the other political party, and T. 5 members, consisting of 1 member from the southwestern state of Nevada and 1 member from each of the states along the southern border, who shall be I. the governor of such state, or A. appointed by the governor of each such state. 2. Qualifications for appointment. The members of the commission shall be distinguished individuals noted for their knowledge and experience in the field of border security at the federal, state, or local level, and may also include reputable individuals who are landowners in the southern border area with first-hand experience with border issues. 3. Time of appointment. The appointments required by paragraph 1 shall be made not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this act. 4. Chair. At the first meeting of the commission, a majority of the members of the commission present and voting shall elect the chair of the commission. 5. Vacancies. Any vacancy of the commission shall not affect its powers, but shall be filled in the manner in which the original appointment was made. 6. Rules. The commission shall establish the rules and procedures of the commission, which shall require the approval of at least 6 members of the commission. C. Duties. 1. In general, the COMMISSION's primary responsibility shall be to make recommendations to the President, the Secretary, and Congress on policies to achieve and maintain the border security goal specified in Section 3B by achieving and maintaining the capability to engage in and engaging in persistent surveillance in border sectors along the southern border, and B. An effectiveness rate of 90% or higher in all border sectors along the southern border. 2. Public hearings. A. In general, the commission shall convene at least 1 public hearing each year on border security. B. Report. The commission shall provide a summary of each hearing convened pursuant to subparagraph A to the entities set out in subparagraphs A through G of section 5A1. T. Report if required pursuant to subsection A to B, and in no case earlier than the date, that is 5 years, after the date of enactment of this Act, the Commission shall submit to the President, the Secretary, and Congress a report setting forth specific recommendations for policies for achieving and maintaining the border security goals specified in subsection C. The report shall include, at a minimum, recommendations for the personnel, infrastructure, technology, and other resources required to achieve and maintain an effectiveness rate of 90% or higher in all border sectors. E. Travel expenses. Members of the Commission shall be allowed travel expenses, including per diem in lieu of subsistence rates, authorized for employees of agencies under subchapter I of Chapter 57 of Title V United States Code, while away from their homes or regular places of business in the performance of services for the Commission. F. Administrative support. The Secretary shall provide the Commission such staff and administrative services as may be necessary and appropriate for the Commission to perform its functions. Any employee of the executive branch of government may be detailed to the Commission without reimbursement to the agency of that employee, and such detail shall be without interruption or loss of civil service or status or privilege. G. Controller General Review. The Controller General of the United States shall review the recommendations in the report submitted under subsection D in order to determine 1. Whether any of the recommendations are likely to achieve effective control in all border sectors. 2. Which recommendations are most likely to achieve effective control. And 3. Whether such recommendations are feasible within existing budget constraints. Each termination, the Commission shall terminate 10 years after the date of the enactment of this Act. At funding the amounts made available under Section 683AAI to carry out programs, projects, and activities recommended by the Commission may not be expended prior to the date, that is 60 days after a report required by subsection D is submitted, and in no case prior to 60 days after the date, that is 5 years after the date of enactment of this Act, except that funds made available under Section 683AAI may be used for minimal administrative expenses directly associated with convening the public hearings required by subsection C2A and preparing and providing summaries of such hearings required by subsection C2B.